This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 17. There might be others.
Part 1 of 3.
Done. I need to make it tighter this time. There. Now you should be able to put on your shoe.
If you could, speed it up. I need the extra set of eyes up here. There's a hell of a lot of cars scattered along the road ahead.
That should hold it. You do the rest?
Yeah, I got it.
The clothes for you are in the blue bag. I hope I grabbed your right size.
We rushed through and grabbed what we could off the racks.
Oh, they'll work, thanks.
There was some way to wash them. They're still itchy. Hey, look at that. Los Alamitos. We are now further south than anyone from the tower has gone.
No, it's more like southeast.
Peg, do you mind checking the radio again?
Yeah, let me just type. Okay. Well, we might just hear Bert yelling at us again.
Not likely. We're too far for him to reach us.
Jeez, there's even more cars now.
Worse than L.A. Holy, that's one on top of the other.
So many accidents.
People around here had enough time to panic.
You mind turning it down?
But we might miss something.
If you think you hear something, then you can turn it up. You're not going to make it through those trucks. You might as well take a left here. Michael!
He's speeding up.
So's he!
I can't get him! He went on the curb!
It's too close to my window!
It's gone.
Is everyone alright? No one hurt?
We're fine.
You okay back there?
I said I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm fine.
Nice work, Pegs.
This way's a mess, too.
Give me a second. I'll find a way around.
That's not normal.
What? The cars. Those aren't accidents.
There's no way through. It's a mess for a reason. Blocking the road.
You think it's a trap? Like the one Saul found?
I don't think so. This wouldn't be a good ambush site. There's too many ways out.
Wait. I think I hear something. Should I try another channel?
Well, we can't just sit here. Why don't we back up a street and try to go around?
It's worth a shot.
I'll just keep trying.
Okay, turn right there. This will take us around.
Hello? Aren't you guys at all just a little excited? We heard someone!
It's not like we haven't heard something like that before.
But we're getting closer, and it could be—
Stop the car!
What? What is it?
There! We haven't seen that before.
Oh my God.
On the side of the building, written in black spray paint, there was only one word: rescue. Beneath it, an arrow pointed in the direction we were heading.
There's a way out. There's a way out! We can leave. Oh my gosh. It's gotta lead to someplace safe, right? Wait. Does this mean we need to go back for the others? Can we just go far enough to radio Bert and tell them?
This doesn't mean anything. We have no idea how long that sign has been here. We shouldn't get our hopes up.
Why do you have to do that?
I don't want you to be disappointed. Let's find out where this takes us first. There may be nothing there.
Voices on the radio, and now this? Hope or not, there's something out there.
Let's go find out what it is.
We arrived outside the Reserve Center around noon. It looked just as we left it, broken gate and all. The one thing that was missing was the bodies. They must have taken them away like the others. It was weird to come back to this place, where it all began for me. It was only 3 months ago, but it felt like a lifetime. All right, Kalani, pull over.
God, why are we getting out here?
Hey, I don't want to drive the truck over what's left of the gate, right? We might tear a hole in one of the tires, and then where would we be?
It's an army base. We can just grab another Hummer or a tank or something. I hear you know how to hotwire stuff if we need to.
Okay, God, there are no tanks on our base, and the... Wait, who told you I knew how to hotwire stuff?
Well, is it true?
Let me ask you this. Have you ever tried to start a car out here?
No, I don't have the keys. That's where you come in.
Well, if you did, you'd know that most of the cars out here, that it's even possible to hotwire, have dead batteries from sitting too long. The newer ones, like that one over there that would start, all have keys with computer chips in them and weird lock steering stuff.
So you're saying you couldn't hotwire them? The newer ones, that is. Not skilled enough or not possible? Because someone's got to be able to do it.
Were you listening at all?
Okay, so no tanks. What about your Hummers? Those dead too?
We were lucky to find one that started when we did. Most of them aren't driven and were sitting unused well before this ever happened.
So all we'd have to do is jump it. We could do that with our truck. I'd feel so much safer driving on one of those.
Okay, stop assuming you know everything. The Hummers require special cables to jump, and they're 24 volts. Things you can't possibly know, okay? So just back off. I'm not Bert, so get your head out of my ass.
That's fine. I'm just trying to help you. You need to relax. Maybe one of my suggestions is going to spark an idea you didn't think of. I'm not going to be one who follows blindly like some. Oh, and I think you're forgetting our little detour back there. I don't have to keep my mouth shut. You owe me more respect than you're showing me right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll try.
So, hotwiring cars. That's something they teach you in the military? Survival skills or something?
Yeah, not exactly.
Pretty weak gate.
No, it was just a stronger Hummer.
You smell that?
Yeah. I think it might have been one of the ones we killed here.
I see the dried up stains, but they took away the bodies.
So where's it coming from?
I don't see anything else around. Do you?
This is Bell. It's like the armpit of L.A. Could come from anywhere. Meatpacking plant, waste management, you name it. Hey, grab that end of the gate. We need to get it out of the way.
Okay.
Uh-oh, this piece is still attached to the pole.
Doesn't matter. Okay, most of it's out of the way. We're not that wide. We can drive through. Come on, let's get the truck.
Hear that?
Yeah, it just sounds like one. We'll keep an eye out, but don't think it's anything to sweat over.
Pretty confident in yourself, aren't you?
Hey, you should have been up there in that fire truck. One ain't nothing to me anymore.
So the hot wiring thing.
You're not gonna drop it, are you?
We don't have much else to say. What's the harm in getting to know one another? I'm
starting to like Michael's philosophy of personal ignorance.
What? Why you gotta be like that?
Makes it easier if something happens to you.
Oh, real nice. Can I ask you something? What do you have against me?
No, you can't ask me. And I have my reasons.
You gonna leave it at that, huh?
Yep. Look. We just got to get to the loading dock of the warehouse, grab the MREs, and we're out of here. After that, we won't have to deal with each other again. That's if I have anything to say about it.
Fine with me. Whoa, stop, stop, stop. Look. Up ahead, on the ground. A big one.
I should turn around.
Hold on, it's not moving.
No, it is.
That's a bird. Picking at it. I think it's dead. You think we should check it out?
It's next to the warehouse. We have to. Hey, get out and help me back up to the loading dock. Hey, get out and help me back up to the loading dock.
But the thing's right there.
It's not going anywhere. We'll check it in a second. Now get out there so I can put this thing right up against the loading dock. We need to be able to slide them on in. I doubt your fat ass would be able to lift anything up.
Fine. I get it.
Go on, shoot. Get out of here. Get, beat it.
Oh, God, this is where the smell was coming from.
Reminds me of the arena, you know?
Oh, I know.
Who do you suppose killed it?
Or what? Well, I don't see any wounds besides a little swelling. Well, from what we saw from the corpses outside the tower, this one can only have been dead for a few days at the most. I can't tell, but I mean, maybe he was shot in the back.
Don't tell me you want to check.
How often do you think we're going to see one of these things up close, huh? I mean, I'd really like to know what killed it.
I doubt you and I could move that thing more than an inch, let alone roll the damn thing over. You think this is the one that attacked us in the arena?
All the way out here. Well, I guess it could be.
Riley shot it in the eye, remember? Check.
Well, I don't see any scarring. And its eyes are closed.
Then open them. It was the left one, I think.
Why do I have to do it?
You suggested we roll them over. What's the big deal?
All right. It feels so weird. It's kind of like leather. Yeah, I guess no wonder shooting it didn't do anything. It's really thick. Hey, here, feel this.
That's okay, I'll take your word for it. Just make sure you wash your hands before you eat anything.
Hey. Look at the stretch marks over the skin and the veins. How the hell did it get like this?
Maybe it wasn't ever human.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Would you just check the eye already?
I am. I don't want to lean on it.
That's not going to matter.
Ugh, it's got a lot of zits, too. I can almost reach it. Nope, it has a left eye. And a right. It's not our guy.
Oh my God! Angel, move! Open wide! It may have been dying, but now it's dead.
The gunshots! You called others here!
Wait. Maybe we didn't. I don't hear anything.
Well, then you're lucky. No, we're lucky. Right. Get the bolt cutters from the back of the truck. We need to do this and get out as fast as we can.
Yeah, got it.
Oh,
and the flashlights.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, shut up.
Oh.
Oh, the code. What is it? Okay, 2, 4, and 3? Oh, God, boy, am I glad I remember the code. Otherwise, we'd have to find another way to get in.
Well, I guess it wouldn't have mattered.
I moved down one of the long aisles of equipment cages and saw what Kalani was talking about. A giant hole more than 8 feet across had been torn through the side of the metal warehouse. Everything else was pitch black except for the light coming through the hole. Next to it, the green metal fencing of a cage had been torn apart, and the cardboard boxes it stored had been ripped open. Wrappers were scattered all over the floor.
Please don't tell me this was them.
Those are the MRE boxes!
God!
You know what did this?
I'm assuming the only thing here to make a hole that big, but are there any left? MREs, that is?
I don't know. I mean, this shed belonged to the 302nd. But, you know, we can check around for another. Other units had some boxes, too.
Here, take a flashlight. We'll split up and look around. I'm looking for unopened boxes like these, right?
Yeah.
Holy hell, there's a lot of cages. Rows and rows of these freaking things.
I know. You probably should stick close so you don't get lost.
There's so many.
Yeah. There were a lot of army units that drilled here. Each one had several cages to hold their stuff.
You guys didn't share equipment?
No. Each unit did something different, so it didn't make sense to. Ah, well, here's our cage, but yeah, there's no MREs. We used them all in our last exercise and hadn't replaced them yet.
Damn. 223, that your unit?
Yeah, 223rd. That's us. Oh. All right, come on, there's more to check.
Jeez, I know what you mean by getting lost in here. I can't even see the hole anymore.
So keep up.
Here! This cage has some.
How many boxes do you think there are?
At least, I don't know, 30?
Oh, hey, and there's even more over here. It's a whole pallet.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Hey, what are those?
Vests? Flak jackets.
Like bulletproof? Oh, we gotta take some of those with us. Here, move. Get out of the way. I got the lock.
If we do, not those. Those won't stop anything. We can grab those in that pile. Interceptor vests with plates, and maybe some helmets, too.
You left those here?
We didn't have time, and we didn't want to be weighed down. I mean, we didn't think we'd have people shooting at us.
Got it. Piece of cake. I'll clip the other one. You might want to grab the pallet jack. I saw it one row back.
I was thinking, once we get those into the truck, we should head over to the arms room. Pick up what we might have left behind in there, too. Hey, where did you say... Oh. Never mind, I see it. It's over there.
Angel. Angel!
What happened?
You hear that?
Oh God, I wish I hadn't. I don't think we're alone.
Due to the holiday, next week's episode will be put out the following week. This holiday season, don't forget to get the remastered Season 1 disc set, also for your list, the official We're Alive t-shirt, both available on zombiepodcast.com. While you're there, be sure to suggest and vote on the next shirt to be put out. Also, keep an eye out for We're Not Dead, the official fan-run podcast about the zombie story of survival. Have a great holiday season, and remember, always aim for the head.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Robertson and Casey Whalen. This chapter was written by Casey Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.